Dr. Max Reinecke, Reinecke Chiropractic, 33 years, made the short trip from the hunting and fishing surroundings to the business of golf.
It's amazing what just 1 week will do. Now here it's golf
and our
season.
Mindset, too.
Yes, yes.
We talked with Randy Dierheim. He's in Arizona exercising, getting ready for the golf season. For those that go to Arizona, is it better for your body if you can do that? Or maybe just hit a simulator here with lazy, crazy days of summers, maybe 30 days away.
I'm no fool. Anytime a South Dakotan can travel south in the winter, it is a good thing. Unless he's going to Antarctica.
You know, we've talked about your toolbox. It's kind of like having an extra tee or something in your golf bag to make sure it works. But from your end, the chiropractor needs to be a part of that toolbox.
You know, that's a good way of looking at it. There's no telling what an experienced golfer might pull out of his bag. He's got his insect repellent. He's got a selection of gloves, maybe a Band-Aid here and there, maybe even some vanilla when the gnats are out. I would say that everyone needs a chiropractor in their golf bag.
You think so?
Yes.
You think that works? You know, let's talk Arizona. If you can't go there, would it help to have a checkup to make sure that you're in good shape before you start hitting the golf links? And when the sun comes, we have a lot of folks that go out there and play as many holes as they can.
Well, part of the problem with a sport is that a person is driven to go above and beyond what their body's capable of. Rarely does someone come in and say, you know, I raked leaves and I got into it so much I didn't know, and the next day I couldn't move. But golf, racquetball, the joy of the sport can get someone to overdo it before they realize they did.
You know, we've mentioned our good friend Mike Huther, the mayor, that has actually been treated, got back in shape. You have a doctor over there that you work with that the mayor's now referring people to.
Yes, Dr. Josh Jordy. He's been with us about a year and a half now, and he became the mayor's chiropractor, and I just wanted to throw that out, that the mayor is referring Dr. Josh patients now. So I'm pretty proud of Dr. Jordy.
Tiger Woods, we mentioned him early, and Randy and Dave were in tears when he wasn't playing, and it was like golf will never be the same. Tiger is something that we talked about when he came down with all those problems, not the club that hit him beside the head when he was trying to back out of a driveway, but the other things that were bothering him.
I just wanted to go on the record before I would say that my segment will be a no Tiger all the time segment, but I was the first naysayer with his announcing of his surgery. I said 2 years ago, I believe, that he was washed up.
You know, we've seen vertigo, we've seen all things in golf, and now this year, and I don't know how much you followed it, but we did talk it with Dave.
I followed it just enough to hear that Austed has his money riding on Ben Crane.
Yeah, I'm thinking, Dave, you need to go see somebody because Ben Crane hasn't been around forever. So, but you know, we were talking a little bit about what's happened with some of the footwear that Ricky Fowler not only made a fashion statement, but he started wearing high top shoes to play golf in, and people are looking at those and say, why would you do that? But sometimes people have problem with their feet when they go to play golf.
They do.
And that can affect the rest of their spine, the rest of their body.
Well, if you got some bad wheels, you can't race. A foot problem, there, I would think, just like if we do have some perennial listeners, you remember that I thought Tiger Woods had a sacroiliac problem that just didn't need to be adjusted but needed to be supported with a support belt. It's a good chance that Fowler has some sprained his ankle from time to time. You wind up stretching a ligament between the two bones in your lower leg, the tibia and the fibula. And at Reinecke Chiropractic Clinic, we'll wind up putting an ankle strap on, let's say, a basketball player that sprains his ankle, or any athlete that has a chronic ankle sprain that seems to be affecting their performance. And one thing about high top shoes is that lace, where you tighten it around, supports that tibiofibular ligament.
We've been talking about Dr. Max Reinicke. Been around 30 plus years. You're located where?
37th and Center. We're just across the street from the Hy-Vee that's on Minnesota Avenue.
But now, another thing in that toolbox could be your doctor that has acupuncture.
Yes. Dr. Christopher Olson has been at Reinicke Clinic for longer than either one of us would care to say, but he is certified in acupuncture. And acupuncture, I don't need to say anything about that. Most people are more familiar with acupuncture than chiropractic. And I would encourage anyone that had been thinking about acupuncture but didn't quite know where to go, give Reinicke Chiropractic a call, 335-0880. And Dr. Christopher Olson would be able to help you out with that.
Now, let's get right to the start. If people think they need to have a little treatment, and maybe I need to come in and check and see if I'm ready to play golf this spring. I haven't been in a while.
We were starting off on that, and we got off on a tangent. It isn't like the mechanic. The squeak doesn't need to be there when you show up at the mechanic's place. At Reinicke Clinic, we can check you, and we can find a problem before it starts causing symptoms.
So sometime in the next month, I'll come see you. We'll
get
to tune up. And I would encourage other people to do the same thing, because once you get into that golf season, you don't want to have the first swing you make put you back on the bench for another month or so.
I would, I'll put this out. If a listener comes in and said, did I beat Bill Zortman in for a checkup? They'll get a free MyPillow pillow. How does that sound?
Oh, my goodness. And if I beat him in there, I get a MyPillow pillow to go on my Comfort King?
To give to your wife.
To give to my wife. Thanks. By the way, she's also visited too, Dr. Jordy.
Yes.
All right.
You know what they say. If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
You got it. Dr. Max Reinicke, again, how they reach you?
335-0880 is the best way, but we'll take you even if you walk in and say, did I beat in Bill Zortman?
Oh, boy. The pressure is on.
That's better than getting beat up.
There you go. Dr. Max Reinicke, right. Who always stands a foot taller than I do.
All right. Enjoy the sunshine.